created the action to withdraw the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have listed before you. The object is for us to be saved from those actions that bring the wrath and anger and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring us closer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, one of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be, Allahumma arhamni bi tarki al-ma'asi abadan ma afqaitani wa la tushqini bi ma'asiyati. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me bi tarki al-ma'asi abadan ma afqaitani, so that I may stay away from sins and the disobedience as long as I live. In other words, your mercy must be upon me and the blessings of your mercy, I can abstain from all forms of sin. Wa la tushqini bi ma'asiyati, and do not deprive me, make me from the unfortunate ones by being disobedient to you. So from here we gather those people that carry out the obedience of Allah, they are under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people that are disobedient to Allah, then they are under the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So among those actions, one of the actions mentioned is those people that carry out the action of the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, those people that sodomize, or those people that engage in fulfilling their carnal desires and their lust, men with men, which is known as homosexuality, whether it is with a man or whether it is with a person's own wife. If he comes to her not from the appropriate places, but he goes from behind, this will also come under the purview of this hadith. Similarly, in some riwayats, those people that even go to animals to go and fulfill their desires and to fulfill their lust. Today, unfortunately, we find that the norms and values and ideals and concepts of many a people have changed. They feel that the man is completely free. A man has complete freedom, and democracy means whatever you wish, you can do. But we all know that we are Muslims, and we believe in what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed for us, and we have this deep conviction that whatever is good for us will be taught to us by the Deen of Islam. And the Deen of Islam will prohibit us from all those things that are harmful, that are detrimental, that are bad for us. That is why we are not free to do what we want to. And we accept the Sharia as the supreme law. It overrides all our intelligence and understanding. This is known by one and all. So here for a mu'min to think in this manner is absurd. It's going against the very basics belief that he has in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this will bring about the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was initiated by the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلُوتُ عَلِيْسْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِ أَتَعْتُونَ الْفَاحْشَةِ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِيَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. That nobody has done this detestable and abhorrible act before you. Nobody before you had come with this. It is mentioned that Shaitan had instigated man to carry out this action, and the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam began to perpetrate this action. Last night we had mentioned what the punishment that had come for the different nations for the different sins. And the most horrendous and the most terrible and terrifying punishment that had come was on the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come, and with the tip of his wing he had lifted up the entire locality right up high into the skies, to such an extent that their cries, the cries of the animals, the barking of the dog, etc., was heard by the angels in the sky, so close. In other words, so high he had taken them up, and then he had capsized them and thrown them over there with their faces coming down on the earth, and they were completely crushed. This was not all, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنْدُودٍ مُّسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. And we had rained upon them stones from the sky, where their names were written of each and every person. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sounds a very stern warning that this punishment is not far from the oppressing ones. Otherwise, this is not the end of the story. If somebody perpetrates a sin, even thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power and the might of sending that punishment at that time also. So we should be very wary when it comes to our norms and ideals, and when it comes to our following our carnal desires, where it is permissible for us, even if the statutory books of the country say it is lawful and permissible in the courts of law for Jan, John to get married to Peter, male to male, it is lawful in our country, it is lawful in our area or in our state, etc. For a mu'min, under any circumstances, it cannot be lawful. Why? Because this brings the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala asks a very pertinent question, وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَهُمْ وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِلَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will curse, you will not find anybody that will have to assist him. I say this with a deep regret in my heart, May Allah Ta'ala save us, because I have heard in some Muslim countries, some people have taken off processions to fight against this and say, this is our law, this is our freedom, the freedom of choice, and we should be promoted by law. That is why in countries like our countries also, you have the gays, etc., where there's laws for them. In fact, they go so far now, whether they can adopt children, etc. Unnatural way is promulgated as law in the statutory books of our countries. And people fight for their rights, they regard this as their right. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses, can it ever be a right for a sinful person? And what do we find? What ensues thereafter? The HIV and AIDS pandemic that is sweeping the world now like wildfire. People are dying, especially our country and many other countries surrounding us, like flies, so to say. Why? Because of this pandemic, an epidemic that has ensued because of this legality of this action in the Ummah. What a beautiful deen of Islam we have that saves us from those things that are haram, saves us from those things that cause us destruction in this world and in the hereafter. So we should be sane enough to understand the values of Islam before it becomes too late and a person falls into sin and disobedience and it becomes a means of destroying himself. We should not be so silly that we allow all the causes to be permissible, absolutely permissible, and when we see the result, then we become worried and concerned. Whether this is regarding shirk, whether this is regarding riba, whether this is regarding fornication, Islam has blocked all those loopholes and all those steps that lead towards this evil. The introduction towards the evil is completely prohibited. So the insan is saved from the very beginning. It does not fall into the sin. Because any person, man hama hawla al-hima yushaku ayyuqa'a fi, a person that goes around a pasture, it is very close that he will fall therein. But if you keep him far away from that pasture, then he will not come near, he will not fall therein. This is what Islam teaches us and promotes in most of the teachings. Similarly, we find another hadith, la'ana Allahu al-washima wal-mustawshima wal-wasila wal-mustawsila. Well, and it carries on to the end of the hadith, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses those women that do tattooing, that tattoo on their bodies, those that do it and for whom it is done. Similarly, those women that take hair and join with their hair, imitation hair, but what is actually mentioned, meant here is natural is hair of human beings. If it is some plastic hair or synthetic hair, then we find that this is not prohibited. There's a riwayat of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha that shows that this is not prohibited. So these are some of the actions. And coincidentally, I never thought of discussing these actions, but obviously when we have the positive, then we have the negative as well. If a person wishes to prosper and progress spiritually, then he should walk the path of the positive actions and save himself from the negative actions. If we build a home here, that will ensure on one hand we find all the raw material is proper and everything is put into place. At the same time, we will ensure that there will be no termites coming into this place, there will be no fire here that will destroy this. But if we don't look after the negative portion, then what will happen? The positive actions that we will carry out, they will be destroyed. If one person puts a match here in this building here, the entire building is destroyed. So together with carrying out our fasting, carrying out our Taraweeh Salat, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving charity, together with that we should abstain from sins. As I mentioned here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma arhamna hamni bitarki al-ma'asi abadan ma'abqaitani. Oh Allah, in one riwayat it mentioned, wa as'idni bitaqwa wa la tushkiri mi ma'asiyatik. Make me from the fortunate persons, grant me your taqwa and piety, where I abstain from sin. Carry out your orders and I abstain from sin. And do not deprive me, do not make me wretched because of your disobedience. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us more conscious of the sins around us, and we must become sensitive to them and abstain from them. And in the light of the Quran and Hadith, these should be our guiding light. Not the norms around us, not the values around us, not what the people think around us, because the mentality of the human being and his discretion is very restricted and very defective. In fact, it's very defective. What he feels good today, tomorrow becomes bad. What he feels bad today, tomorrow becomes good. But the Sharia and the law is based on the order of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom is all-embracing and absolute. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that is good for the man and detrimental for the man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.